Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We're recording the television podcast. I'll cut this out.
No, leave that in. No, actually, cut that out. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face. We're sad at train. How do you like that one?
I honestly thought you were out of songs. I am surprised.
I quickly name one more Five for Fighting song. Can you? I'll give you this dollar. You can't. It's not going to happen.
I can't. I can't think of any.
Okay. Let me get. No, actually, I haven't done any research. That was a bluff. I couldn't think of any either. But I would have accepted Saturday Night's All Right for Five for Fighting.
That's not a real song.
No, it's not a real song. Okay. I would have accepted Five for Fighting, Two for Furious. And I also would have accepted Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Five for Fighting, which was their biggest hit. We are
great
fans.
Song.
It's great.
You've really taken me back with that.
Yes,
to a different time. To a better time, I would say. Is that song became famous because of Smallville? Or was that famous on its own?
I kind of think that at some point they put the call out.
Just make a bunch of songs about Superman.
Like, we're going to...
there was a lot at once.
Yeah, like,
I
think they said, hey, we're going to do this show about Superman.
Yeah.
Everybody put in your two
and everyone songs. Went, this will be really good.
Yeah, exactly. $3 down. Gave it a crack. Yeah. Exactly.
God.
Did you know, and I learned this week, did you know, this is not comic movie related. Maybe it is, kind of.
Sure.
Were you aware that there's a brothel in Melbourne called the Daily Planet?
I did not know that.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do they have a website?
I don't know. That's all I know about it.
Can we get someone in from that?
I guess we could get someone in, or we could send in a correspondent of some sort. Do we?
You're talking about you, aren't we?
No. Ooh, no. The thing about it, though, is having never been, I feel that I would... I mean, I wouldn't go for a lot of reasons. But,
sure.
But I feel that if I went, if it wasn't comic book themed, I'd be very disappointed. But at the same time, if it was comic book themed, I'd be disgusted. So there's no winner there.
If it was comic book themed, how poorly do you think it would be done, though? Do you think it would be, like, ill-fitting kind of, not even costumes, like, weird art on the wall that doesn't quite match, like, Wolverine's a weird colour?
Yeah, I've definitely,
you know,
yeah,
instead
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
claws, he's like, maybe got penises.
Like some sort of off-brand McDonald's, absolutely. Yeah. But what I was going to say, because apparently that's quite a famous one, and there's another brothel.
You know Melbourne. A lot about brothels
I do know
in Melbourne.
Too much
that's interesting.
We can cut this out, but... there's another brothel called Gotham City.
Huh.
There's two comic book themed brothels in Melbourne.
Maybe it's run by the same guy. Or girl.
Or girl. Or they're across the road from one another. And it's two bitter rivals who've decided to come out with competing brothels. That's my feeling.
Is that the Marvel and DC of brothels?
I guess so, yeah. But also, owner of Gotham City, if you are listening, it should be called the Gotham Gazette.
Ah.
When you think about
what it. What an idiot.
I hope there's more. I hope there's, like, the Star City Observer comes out. Or, like, the Coast City Sex Crater. That'd be great.
Nobody would get that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a bit...
That's amazing. Wow, I learned something.
I know, right?
I appreciate that. That is comic book related.
Mm.
And brothel related.
Hello, listeners.
Hello. Welcome back. We appreciate you coming back. We're episode 4 now. Can you believe it?
Of The Weekly Planet.
Of The Weekly Planet, our podcast, which we do. The official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, the website. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
My name's James, or Mr. Sunday. You may know me from the website comicbookmovie.com, junior editor. And with me, as always, is Nicholas Mason.
Hey, friends. Thanks for all the downloads. Thanks for all the
yeah,
positive comments.
The downloads have been absolutely insane. We're in the tens of thousands at this point. So we really appreciate you guys coming back and leaving such positive feedback and just being general good dudes. Nice comments on iTunes as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for all the comments in all caps. Yeah. Enjoy those. As James, you might know, I've never actually learned to read in lowercase.
Yeah.
So it really helps. It's all the comic books.
It's enthusiasm as well. It shows enthusiasm.
I think so.
Good on him. Mm. That's great. Well, we seriously do appreciate that though. Thank you very much. Anything else before we get started?
That's about it. If you like the show, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
I mean, not straight away. Don't just jump into it.
No. Don't tell your friends that already know either. You tell different friends.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Different friends. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Mm, good.
Just to distinguish those two things. Absolutely. So this week we thought, you know, Thor the Dark World is coming out in, I think it's first week of November in the States and various other places for the Dark World. Thought maybe we could do some kind of Marvel cinematic recap of all the Marvel-owned properties from Iron Man up until the present day. What do you think?
No.
I don't have anything else prepared.
Then yeah. Let's do
Fantastic.
This.
Fantastic.
No, I'm very excited.
I panicked a little there when you said that. I should specify as well, these are just the Marvel owned properties we're talking about. Well, I'm not talking about like the X-Men ones, which are owned by Fox, even though they're Marvel properties. Same with Spider-Man, Fantastic Four. They're not, obviously you guys already know this, but they're not technically owned by Marvel anymore. And even ones like Daredevil, which is now, and Hulk, which is now, and Ghost Rider, which is now. There are movies which are Marvel now, but the movies that came out for them, except for the Hulk, they made one for Marvel, were pre-owned by Marvel. What a complicated thing I just said.
It was good. You had a lot of hand motions.
I did.
That explained it really, really well, but it's unfortunate no one will ever get to
see
those.
I also have this picture. What do you think?
Ooh, wow. Ooh.
Infograph.
Chiaroscuro shading. Delightful.
So, yeah, I thought, let's start with the very first Marvel movie.
How are we going to review these?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that. How this is going
to
work
is... Is it going to be like 1 to 10? Am I going to do it in stars?
Well, I thought we could do something as technical and complex as that and give it a numerical value.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like way too much work. Also, people get really pedantic if you're like, I think it's an 8.5. They'll be like, what is this? You know.
Yeah.
All caps.
Yeah.
So what we're going to
do. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. God.
So I thought maybe we could go. You either have to say it's the best movie ever or the worst movie ever. No middle ground.
No middle ground.
So if you really like the movie, but you're like, but there's this bit that I don't. Worst movie ever.
Fantastic.
Fair enough.
I think that's
fair. Because that's, I think, how the internet responds to most things anyway. So I think why change that?
Operating superlatives. That's what I like to do. Extremes.
Extremes.
Good. And I think it is a testament to the thousands of people. You know, when you watch the credits and there's thousands of people who all have put their heart and soul and their careers just on the line. There,
absolutely.
We can just say worst movie ever. I didn't like the bit. I didn't like the Stan Lee cameo. What's he doing? What a waste. Worst movie ever. Okay, let's do this.
There's better actors that could have taken on that role. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, obviously, we're going to be starting with 2008, the year 2008, Iron Man. The movie Iron Man from 2008. Have you seen the movie Iron Man from 2008?
Yes.
Good. Now, actually, also, I forgot to mention this. I've got a little bit of trivia for each movie to keep everybody listening interested.
I'm listening.
Do you want to start with trivia and then we'll go opinions?
You do what you want, man.
All right, I'll do
You're
that.
You're running this show.
Okay, here we go. First thing, a lot of the dialogue, ad-libbed.
I love it. Well, you know what? Did you have more to say?
No, that's it. That's all I had. Okay, dialogue, right. Ad-libbed.
Well, when Marvel first came into being, like, the scripting for Marvel comic books was what it sort of came to become known as the Marvel method.
Is this the... I know what you're going to say. But tell me.
Okay, no, so...
Tell everybody, I should...
Absolutely. So, with say, DC Comics at the time, or a lot of the other comic books, they'd say, okay, here's this action sequence. Panel one, what is going to happen? We're going to see a door. Panel two, we're going to see the door open.
Yep.
And there's going to be, you know, whoever behind it, like glowing eyes or whatever behind it. And then panel three, it's going to cut to the main, you know, the room and whatever. The Marvel method was more in the lines of, there's going to be a battle sequence.
Yeah.
It's going to be two pages.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want
to
the artist. So if they wanted to do, you know, a 9x9 grid, or if they wanted to do a splash page that covered two pages and it was just, you know, a splash of nonsense and mayhem, they could do that. And that was kind of, you know, I mean, I guess it put, on the one hand, it put more pressure on the artist, but on the other hand, it allowed them to sort of spread their wings creatively. If they
absolutely.
Experiment. And,
hence why we've got so many wonderful characters from the Marvel Universe.
Like what?
Batman.
Yeah, good. He's a good one.
He's the best.
Yep.
And you know as well, I actually heard this from Stan Lee recently in an interview.
Personally? Oh.
Personally.
Yep.
He A lot of the time, the pictures were drawn, and then they had to draw the write the dialogue around the pictures.
Fantastic.
So, that's got to be difficult, I'd imagine, to make something that's not nonsense. Mm. That's got to be... There's obviously skill involved in that.
That probably explained why a lot of Marvel comics, and a lot of comics in general, people would explain their powers as they were using
them. Yeah.
I mean, that was more 1980s. That was more Chris Claremont, John Byrne kind of X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, where, you know, Cyclops would be like... There'd be a thought balloon above his head, and he'd be like, I'm just going to open my ruby quartz crystal visor and use my optic blast to shoot open the door. You're like, who thinks like that? Nobody does.
Like, Cyclops thinks
I'm going
like
to use
that.
My legs to walk across the room. Nobody, you know, you don't have to think it.
You just do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But when did thought balloons disappear?
That's a really good question. Like, it's kind of, they have it in a similar way. It's usually just a box.
Well, yeah, Deadpool
and it's
still
in the
has
color
three yellow boxes.
Yeah, but a lot of comics still do that, though. And that would be, the color also distinguish what character's talking, that
kind
of
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's more like a journal.
Yeah, oh, that's true,
It's more like a, this is what happened.
Yeah, it's not so much,
what is happening right now.
Right now,
I've better use my optic blast.
As a member of the X-Men team,
yes,
I best use my optic blast.
But improvised dialogue. I heard, I think there's a quote from Jeff Bridges, and it's like, we had no script, man. I think that's a direct quote from Jeff Bridges.
I think you might be right, actually. Yeah, that's exactly it.
And they just
ran with it. But I think the movie benefits from it. But because I think the good thing about that was they seemed to have an overall structure. And they just kind of obviously pasted in the bits that worked. Mm. And I think for me, that movie worked really well because of that. I think with lesser directors, lesser actors, that's going to be a disaster. But I think it lends itself well until you kind of get to the last act.
The last act where Jeff Bridges goes insane for no reason.
Yeah, that's...
I guess that was kind of a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Funny story.
Yes.
Not really. But, you know, there's a few other people who actually were interested in the Iron Man role. Robert Downey Jr. was always, I think, number one for Jon Favreau in a big way. But Tom Cruise turned down the role, apparently, as did Hugh Jackman, I read. Which
this,
is kind of strange.
Post-X-Men.
This is post-X-Men. Huh. Yeah. And not only that, I just thought I'd throw this in. Nicolas Cage expressed interest in 1997.
Of course he did.
Role.
Fantastic. That would have been a good one. That would have been the era. Because now Iron Man is quite sleek and streamlined.
Yeah.
That's back in the day when if a character wore a helmet, it was like a motorcycle helmet. So it would have had this giant bulbous head. It would have been great with Nicolas Cage inside it.
Do you wish you saw it?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't.
So, yeah.
And they actually planned to link this originally, in the original script, to the Spider-Man universe, even though they didn't own the rights to that. Because in the original draft, Tony Stark was the creator of the Doc Ock arms.
Don't like that.
Don't like it?
Don't like it. Don't like him being given... No, I think Dr. Octopus needs that as part of his...
I think we established in episode one that his name's Larry Octopus.
I think so, probably, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It might have been Chad Octopus. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
I've lost my train of thought. Go back.
Sure. So, early draft, Tony Stark was to be the creator of the Doc Ock arms.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say that Robert Downey Jr., ultimately... The Tony Stark story is the Robert Downey Jr. story.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, he's an alcoholic millionaire in a flying suit. Yeah. It's Robert Downey Jr. all over.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Yeah,
exactly.
In
yeah.
a big way. Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah.
Good to have him back. I'm glad he's back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to peek too early here, but Iron Man is probably one of my favorite
friends.
It's one of my favorite friends. No, he's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite Marvel movies. I think.
Okay.
It's,
cool.
It's
top tier?
It's top tier.
Awesome.
It's the best one.
Really?
It's the best.
You're saying it now?
No, I'm just because that's the rating system.
Oh,
best
yeah, of
movie
course.
Ever.
All right, well, look. I just quickly want to say, you guys probably know this, but Jarvis in the comics is a butler.
Yep, correct.
He's a human male butler.
Correct.
In the movie, obviously, they change it to the computer intelligence AI person man.
Just a really very intelligent system.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Isn't that good?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm writing around it. But, they did that to so they didn't want Batman comparisons. That was basically the idea
perfect.
Behind that.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Also, Terrence Howard was paid the most for that film than anybody. He was the first on board, paid the most. Now he's paid the least. But at the time...
Zero. He's paid zero.
Now he's paid zero.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But look, I love that movie. Also one of my favourite. But I did say that the end action sequence, I'm not incredibly happy with. So I'm going to say, worst movie ever.
Wow. Even controversial. So... Okay.
No, you know what? I'm going to say best movie ever.
Okay,
it's
good.
A great movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even that end sequence, I don't think it lets down the whole film. I think it's all good.
I mean, it works narratively because he he wins because... he goes into the fight as the underdog.
Yeah.
Because he's using the old reactor.
Yeah.
But he wins because, A, he knows features of the Iron Man suit that Stane doesn't.
Yeah.
Like that it won't survive in the upper atmosphere. Yeah, yeah. It'll freeze over. And B,
so he's got a legitimate reason for beating him.
Exactly. And B, nonsense. He's willing to sacrifice his own life in the end. He's willing to make the sacrifice. And by chance, he lives.
Just like the Avengers.
Yes.
We'll probably get to that, won't we?
Nah, we'll run out of time.
Okay, next up, 2008, the same year. Oh, anything else about Iron Man? So we've established it's the best movie ever.
He sure does kill a lot of dudes and nobody mentions it.
But doesn't he kill mostly terrorists?
They're mostly terrorists,
yeah.
Sure. Okay,
I love that scene. That's got to be one of the best comic book scenes, though, where you first see him, he lands and he just kills everybody immediately.
True.
And the tank missile, it's all good.
And then when
they
get the hostages and then he targets all the terrorists and not the civilians, and he just kills them all in one second.
Do you notice how good he is in that movie compared to the third movie?
Nah, I blanked it out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, really good though. But yeah, like the Punisher.
Yeah.
He's killed a lot of people.
So
all drug dealers and murderers and so forth.
Yeah.
Public menace.
Yeah.
Iron Man killed a lot of dudes. Nobody brings it up.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. Well, yeah, he's
well, he's very charismatic.
He's so charismatic, that's true.
Now this year, I didn't actually see this one at the movies, but the same year this came out this is when they rebooted the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
The Incredible Hulk.
Ooh.
Also 2008. I was overseas at the time, so I didn't get to see this at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. I don't love it. What about you?
It's pretty okay. I like Tim Roth in things.
Yeah,
he's
great.
He's great in things, sure.
Yeah. At the time, I thought Edward Norton was a great choice, and I still think he was a good choice, but I'm glad, I think I've said this on a previous podcast, that they swapped him out, though.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, when was the last time you saw that movie?
2008?
Okay, right.
No, it would have been later. I'm sure I've seen it on a DVD since.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't really like the look of the Hulk in it either. And not that the Ang Lee Hulk is great either. I mean, the best looking Hulk is obviously the Avengers, but I find he's a bit
No, it's
too...
Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, sorry.
We're just talking about Marvel Studios properties.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But no, he is the best looking Hulk though, you're right.
Yeah.
As a human, very attractive male.
Yes,
is that
correct.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What I'm saying, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a bit kind of ripped, weird colour green.
He was almost grey green.
Yeah.
I mean,
he has been grey, I guess. And he's all been all sorts of variations of green, but I don't know if that really worked.
Yeah, it was kind of... I feel he should be comic book green.
Yeah.
I think they dipped into an area of like, well, the first one is too comic booky. The first one is too comic booky and green. We've got to pull it back. We've got to cover him in mud and dirt and et cetera. And then, you're right. I think they went too far in the other direction.
Also, I don't really think they balance the whole... He doesn't look anything like Bruce Banner in any way. Like, even so much as the hair is different.
Mm.
Like, he's got longer hair as the Hulk. I don't know whether that's a thing that happens in the comics, but or ever has, but... I don't know, it just seems like that he's... I don't know, I don't see the link between the two. As much as you do with Mark Ruffalo in the Avengers.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah. I'll give you one piece of trivia for this, because you know what? Trivia's not that interesting, so maybe I'll just drop it. But basically, you know the shot earlier in the movie where... his blood drops in the factory and it goes through all the floor and it like melts through,
uh-huh.
like the blood from Aliens.
Yep.
That took, what was it, over a year to create that shot using visual effects, using computings.
You know what? I don't remember it. So full credit for
yeah,
those guys.
It falls in the bottle and in the bottle of soda pop and then Stanley drinks it and he's like, ah! Ah! And there's 20 minutes of that.
Oh, yeah,
you don't remember that.
20 minutes of, Stanley agonizing. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Couple of interesting cameos
who
were never referred to again. Doc Samson.
Yeah.
As his psychiatrist.
Yeah. That's the guy from Modern Family.
It's
though.
The guy from Modern Family, I mean not the Doc Samson of the comic, not the flowing
the
green
blue,
light. The flowing
blue,
the green haired Fabio,
that's
less so, but
yeah. Also a post credit as well, Tony Stark.
Oh yeah.
Showing up.
And Martin Starr as Mastermind Excello.
What?
There's a deep cut for you.
Martin Starr
is
in that movie.
He's the
From Party Down and...
Yeah, he's like a grad student.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I completely missed that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to go watch that right now.
Okay, let's do that. And edit point. Okay, that was pretty good. All the cameos.
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I fell asleep. I apologize.
That's unfortunate. Wow. But yeah, Tony Stark cameo, building the universe.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I linked that to another, to a Marvel short film, which we're not really going to talk about. Have you seen any of the Marvel one-shots, just quickly?
I have seen... Is it called Item 17?
Yeah.
Clark Gregg is in it. Lizzie Kaplan.
Lizzie Kaplan.
And they rebuild
Party Down also.
Party Down.
Great show.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
And they find the Chitauri weapon.
Yeah.
Get it going again.
I thought they'd work them into S.H.I.E.L.D. when I saw that.
Me too.
Yeah. Maybe she's a bit too big for that now. Too cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna do a Cloverfield sequel.
Didn't she die in that?
She did.
Spoiler alert.
Prequel.
No monster?
No monster. Just people being hip and hanging out in New York.
Also, oh, quick
with friends.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. This is the only comic book movie in 2008 that wasn't nominated for an Academy Award. So, Dark Knight was, Heath Ledger.
Yep.
Iron Man, probably visual effects.
Visual effects, yeah.
Hellboy 2, Electric Boogaloo, I'm assuming visual effects. I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think all those movies are better than Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if we can digress into Hellboy, Hellboy is probably one of my top 4 or 5.
2 or 1? One. One series. You don't like 2?
It's fine. Yeah. But I feel Hellboy, when I think of Hellboy, sort of intrinsically linked to sort of that whole Nazi Germany origin story. And if he's not fighting Nazis or the undead, you know, I see why Guillermo wanted to do, you know, bring it into this, bring the Golden Army in. And
yeah, yeah.
More his original ideas, and I think he should be given full credit for that. But
is that his original idea?
I think so.
I did not know that.
Maybe it's not.
Ah!
Write it in the thing, listeners. But no, I feel he works best fighting Nazis.
Fair enough. That's a fair point. Mm. Yeah. He does fight a lot of Nazis in the first... Well, one sand Nazi.
Oh, yeah, sand Nazis. That's what I meant. That's what I'm referring to.
Cool. 10 points, if you can tell me. 10 euro. I'm going to change that to 10 euro.
Oh, wow, 10 euro. That's
if you can
lot.
Tell me what Marvel movie came out in 2009. I'm going to let you guess.
Was it Howard the Duck? Oh, also, Incredible Hulk. Worst movie
ever. Oh, yeah, worst movie ever. So, it's not that bad, but that being said.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, 2009. Can you think? Do you know? Do I know? I know, but do you know? One of us knows. It's me.
No, I don't know.
Zero movies. No Marvel movies in 2009.
There
nothing.
You go. That's why I was drawing a blank. Not because I'm ignorant.
I'm just going to put this 10 euro away.
You big tease.
The Australian currency is euro, by the way, for anybody who didn't know that.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No.
You've been using the wrong money.
I have. That's why I can't buy anything in stores.
Okay, so we've got to obviously skip to 2010. This one...
It could have come out in 2009.
What could have?
Mm.
Avatar came out.
Oh, Avatar, there we go. Okay, that's pretty good. Yep.
Worst movie ever, I'll say.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, to the next one up was another Iron Man sequel. So they went Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man again.
Mm.
Interesting choice, fair enough. What do you think?
Well, they need to make $1 billion.
That's true, I forgot.
I mean, I see why they're doing that. They don't want a success with Iron Man, a middling success with Incredible Hulk.
Ah, yeah.
And then...
Doctor Strange.
Then Doctor Strange. And then the whole thing falls in the toilet. Yeah. Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Okay. Do you have trivia?
I got a little bit of trivia. Al Pacino was considered for Justin Hammer. Do you think he would have shouted his way through it, as he does for most roles
now?
Yeah,
he really would have, wouldn't he? Yeah. No, I don't like it.
Because Sam Rockwell is probably the best person in the world, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. With his dances and such.
Yeah. Great. That movie it's okay, but Sam Rockwell is amazing in that movie.
Yeah, we've thought it.
Oh, we have talked about Sam Rockwell before. Yeah.
Mm. No, I mean, Justin Hammer traditionally is an older man.
Yeah.
So Rockwell was too young for the role.
Yeah.
But traditionally.
Yeah.
Pacino would have worked age-wise, but I don't think in any other level.
No.
Mm.
Not really.
I was going to say as well.
I'm going to say too comic booky if you go Pacino, which is a ridiculous thing to say.
Too much of a one-dimensional caricature for a movie about a man in an iron suit and a guy with lightning whips. Isn't that weird? I was going to say about Iron Man, just the first one
that they
did change a lot from the comic books.
Yeah.
And I think it's a testament to the writing of that. And even partly the second one that I didn't mind. Like my favorite character when I was growing up was Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah. And I got a lot of stick for that because X-Men was cool when I was growing up. And people were like,
So the nerds who liked X-Men more beat you up.
Beat me up. Exactly. Yeah. God, those scars never heal. But they did tweak it, like they, you know...
Well, the Butler thing.
The Butler thing. Yeah. Stark and Rhodes are friends.
Yeah.
Pre him becoming Iron Man.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. Obadiah Stane is his business partner, not a rival. But again, a testament to the characters that they tweaked it. And I think it's, you know, as opposed to something like Origins Wolverine, where they tweaked a lot and it just fell into the toilet.
I feel like, though, since Iron Man, that a lot of time if you change something, people flip out. I think people have become less kind of okay with that. Like, yeah, with the Mandarin. I mean, that's a bigger change, though, obviously, than what you're talking about. But I don't know, because now people even look back at the Nolan movies and they like, that's bullshit! It's not true to the character, whatever. But at the time, everyone was like, these are the most amazing movies ever made.
Mm.
But in hindsight, people are getting pretty picky about them. Maybe too much. Maybe not enough.
Maybe not enough.
Who are we to say?
Ooh, let's not.
Yeah.
What are we up to?
I don't know. Okay. Sam Rockwell originally considered for Tony Stark. There you go. What do you think of that?
Yeah, okay, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picturing with the facial hair. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now to dye his hair a little
too
darker.
Blonde, I was going to say. Too blonde. Maybe too slick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Robert Downey Jr. a little bit rough around the edges?
He'd probably look a little bit weird with a little goatee as well. I don't think he'd look very... He'd kind of look a bit tweedly.
Yeah, he would look very tweedly. Yeah. And he'd insist on turning up the ends of the mustache, I think.
So, best or worst movie ever?
Worst movie ever.
Worst
movie ever.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, no.
There's a few good scenes. Love the race car scene. Said
that's
that
right.
Before.
Yep.
A few other bits and pieces that are okay. Unnecessary Black Widow.
Yep.
Unnecessary Sam Jackson. That's the problem with that movie. I knew I wanted to say this. Way too much Avengers build up. Not enough kind of Iron Man stuff. Sam Jackson, apparently, part of the deal was that he was promised more screen time.
Okay.
And he nearly didn't come back for this movie. He nearly dropped from the franchise, apparently, and that's when they signed him for like the 9-picture deal that he's currently
on. Right, okay.
Which is probably already filled out by
now. I think he's covered all those bases now. Hmm. And also, again, it is, I think we've mentioned this before, but it is another movie where Iron Man fights another armored villain at the end.
Yeah.
Move on, guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Next up, 2011.
Ooh.
Classic year.
Yes.
Two good, pretty good Marvel movies that year. But
I don't want to prejudge. No, go ahead.
Two movies that year.
Two movies that year, definitely.
Thor.
Yes.
Just called Thor. No subtitle. Just Thor.
Yep.
This is actually a little bit of trivia for you. First movie I ever reviewed as a person.
I thought you were going to say first movie I ever saw.
First movie I ever saw was Superman 4, A Quest for Peace.
Wow.
That's a true story.
And you like comic book movies now. That's
weird.
How did that happen?
I remember I was really young. I might have been maybe 3. And I might have even seen it when it came out. I don't know. Maybe I even saw it at home. I have a very vague memory
of this.
Have
you ever seen it?
I have seen it.
Have you pieced it
and
together?
And I've seen
from
it recently.
On YouTube.
But I remember loving that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I still hold a special place in my heart for that movie, even though it's the worst movie ever. But I'll say this.
Yes.
It's better than 3.
Okay, it's better than 3, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because it's got Nuclear Man.
Yeah, it's got Nuclear Man with the voice of Lex Luthor weirdly dubbed over.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Nothing about that movie works.
No.
But I love it.
Mm.
Or do I?
It's got John Cryer, your favourite actor.
Oh my god. What a fuckhead that guy is. He's all right. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he doesn't make good things ever. Yep. Except for Superman 4, Quest for Peace.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, I hate reviewing movies because, I don't know. Dude, it's just not something I enjoy.
You picked a bad thing to do.
I don't, but I don't really review so much. People always ask me, can you review this and review that? But there's nothing really interesting you can say about it without spoiling something. I don't really care. I don't see why
anyone... You can say non-stop action.
That's true.
Wall-to-wall drama.
Yeah. But if you do want to...
Sexy stunts.
Film of the summer.
Film of the summer.
Blockbuster of the year?
Yes.
What a great
Mockbuster of the year.
Yeah. But if you do want to check out my reviews, Mr. Sunday to Sunday Movie.
Good plug.
Yeah.
Good plug,
man. I don't even think that's my proper YouTube channel.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Stan Lee, apparently, wanted to play Odin. What do you think of that?
Oh, boy. And he wouldn't take the glasses off, either.
He certainly wouldn't.
Oh, dear.
They didn't end up going with him, though. They went with Academy Award winner Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or Stan Lee. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting
Did
choice.
He really?
Or is that that's what it says. That's what it said. The thing is, I hunted around for a lot of trivia. I went to a lot of different websites.
Uh-huh.
The weird thing was, then I went to IMDb last. Because I'm like, I don't want to just pull from IMDb.
Right.
But everything that I found had been pulled from IMDb.
Oh, I see. Sure.
So it's just, I wasted a lot of my time.
You really did.
Also, I'm skipping over most of these facts.
Give me another fact, though.
I don't mind. Okay, here we go. Jim Carrey.
Wait, let me do my Stan Lee impression.
Go.
I don't have one. Hang on, here we go.
Can I do my New York accent?
Oh, no, I can't.
Sorry, go.
No, I don't have one. Hang on. No, wait. We can edit this out. No, because it's he wouldn't be vengeful and he wouldn't be sort of punitive and Thor. I'm casting you out into Midgard. He'd be like, he'd be so excited.
He'd be so excited for everything.
Yeah.
Good guy, though.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim Carrey apparently favored to play Loki. Glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah. I think, what a great choice, though. Pretty much unknown.
Yeah.
Who they went with.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. Okay, right.
Also, Jim Carrey's already played Loki sort of in The Mask.
That's a really good point.
That's something I made up then. That's not even trivia. That's something I put together.
Well, you did. You used your analytical skills, your deductive reasoning.
Take that, IMDb.
That's right.
You bitch.
Because the mask is powered by Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loki juice.
Loki juice. Sorry, I just got something there. Okay, so here we go. Sam Raimi actually planned to make this movie after he made Darkman in the 90s. Remember Darkman?
I remember Darkman.
I don't think I've seen it all the way through. Is that good?
It's certainly quite dark.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how he transitioned from Evil Dead films to... the Spider-Man franchise. We should watch it again and talk about it. But
there's sequels as well. There's Die, Darkman, Die.
That's Darkman 3. There's Return of Durant, who was the villain in the first one, who was a guy from LA Law.
Oh.
And then Darkman 3, Die, Darkman, Die, where Darkman was no longer played by Liam Neeson. He was played by Arnold Vosloo.
From The Mummy.
From The Mummy films.
I think 2 and 3 was played by Arnold Vosloo, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. We should watch all those movies together.
Yeah, yeah. There is a great scene in the first Darkman where
Liam
Neeson flips out over like winning a stuffed elephant.
I know this
at a carnival. So you should see it if only for that.
Doesn't he break a guy's fingers? Probably. Or something like that?
Probably.
Oh, and there's all like...
Do you mean on the set? Or do you mean in the film?
He's a giant man.
Mm.
Yeah, I like him.
He's great.
Daniel Craig, first choice to play Thor.
Don't like it.
Me neither. I like Daniel Craig, but...
Picture him with long flowing golden locks. Doesn't work. Wait. No, it doesn't work.
He doesn't have the build. I mean, he does have the build, but he's not. He has to be tall. Daniel Craig's apparently not very tall either.
And he doesn't
not
have
that
the,
really matters,
he doesn't have enough surface area in his face for a really majestic beard. Like he could grow one probably given a few months.
Yeah.
But it would be all beard.
Yeah.
He could sort of smoosh it up and find his little face in there. You know.
I've always said that he looks like a cross between a chimpanzee and a potato.
And you say that to his face. It's weird.
I know, but he's so small.
Yep.
His little legs, he can't catch me. Stuffy little legs. Nah, good guy, good Bond, but no, not Thor. Also, obviously, the first appearance of Hawkeye, where they kind of shoehorn him in.
They do, yep.
Shoehorn him in
is the term.
Yeah, very briefly,
yep.
Which I think is good.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be like, oh, this is the Hawkeye and Thor movie.
Yep.
Also, doesn't fire an arrow.
Mm.
Do you remember there's a scene in it where he goes to grab a gun to stop Thor, and then you see him pause, and then he grabs the bow and arrow.
That was pretty good.
Dumb scene.
No,
Didn't have to put it in.
I wish he'd gone through more options. Like, there was gun, and there was, like, a bit of wood with a nail in it. And, like, like a pie, like a custard pie.
Like an angry dog.
An angry dog that he could have hurled, sure.
Yeah.
And then bow and arrow.
What do you think of Thor, though, in general?
I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
It built. Yeah. It was a great world.
Wasn't it?
They built a great Asgard, I think.
Yeah.
Again, another film that I'm glad came out in 2011 and not 1997.
They planned, apparently, they were going to try and make a version of it in the year 2000 with the guy who played Sabretooth in X-Men as Thor.
That guy.
A lot of people online always say, get somebody bigger, get a professional wrestler. Heads up, no professional wrestlers could act with the exception of The Rock.
Of The Rock, exactly, yeah.
Who's the best.
Yeah.
But, I was really surprised by how much I enjoyed it, because, to be honest, I didn't know a lot about Thor.
Wait, you're forgetting about Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Suburban Commando.
I saw that at the cinema.
Yeah, me too.
I had such a good time.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But, I thought it was really, really good. I didn't know much about Thor going in. Knew a little bit, obviously, but I was really just impressed with the world, and it's got me more interested in the character since, because of that. Mm. And what a performance by Chris Hemsworth. Our own... Chris Hemsworth.
That's right, he's our Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. He's ours, he's Australian until he does something wrong. And then we're going to find a weird, some other kind of cultural heritage he has and palm it off on them.
Do you remember when...
Has he ever been to New Zealand? He's from New Zealand.
It's like with the Mel Gibson thing. Moved here, I think, when he was 19. Maybe lived here for maybe 5 years. And then left. And for years we're like, Australia's own Mel Gibson. Now, never mention him.
Yep. Ugh.
Never said.
Oh, take him back.
No, because we don't have racists here. In this room, I mean.
Yeah, specifically.
But even then, one of us is racist. Yeah, I'm not going to say which one.
Oh, we edit out the racism.
We do.
It's a really great, it's a really beautiful Asgard, and there's a lot of little hidden tidbits in the, for example, the treasure room.
Yeah, they're talking about the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes.
Which may come into play later.
Yeah, I've got a theory.
Do you want to say the theory?
I'll save it for the Avengers. It's fine.
Ah, yeah, you.
Ah, I'm a troublemaker. I feel that at this point they're probably going to change that.
Yeah,
it's the next Avengers movie is going to be Age of Ultron. So
yeah, that's right.
They're not going to use my theory, but I think
no, but probably maybe for mind, three, maybe for three though, because they say that Thanos will be the villain in three.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, if you're going to give him a cameo at the end of the Avengers, you're going to have to bring him up at some point.
He might be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, that's true. Actually, I think he is in Guardians of the Galaxy, but I don't think he's the main villain. Somebody else is the main villain. Can't remember who off the top of my head. Full disclosure, I don't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy. But when the movie comes out.
Oh, I'm trying to pull a really terrible...
Tony Stark's in the Guardians of the Galaxy now.
I know. I was trying to pull the name. I was going to say the villain is that guy and he's like an outer space trucker in the Marvel Universe. He drives a truck, but it's a space truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a villain?
No, he's a good guy.
Oh, good.
But I was just going to throw it in there.
What a nice...
We can edit this out.
No.
The villain is going to be Cyclops' dad, Corsair, the space pirate. There it is. I'm putting my foot down. That's what it's
That was be. Retconned, right? That wasn't always his dad, I assume.
I think it was. I mean, no, I think they basically... I'm pretty sure that he... Because he was an orphan originally.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that then they created that character and said, hey, let's make it...
Space Dad.
Space Dad, exactly, yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'm going to say Thor, best movie ever.
Best movie ever,
loved
yeah.
Loved it.
Oh, Kat Dennings is in it. She's great.
She's great, sure. You like the show Two Broke Girls?
No, I don't.
Never seen it. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's amazing.
It's not amazing. People like it, though.
People
For those
do
that like
it.
That sort of thing, it's the sort of thing they like.
Is it the John Cryer of TV shows?
I guess it is, yeah. Good on him.
Fucking John Cryer. next one this year, look at me making mistakes. Captain America, the first Captain America Avenger, 2011.
Can't stop avenging. That was the subtitle of that one.
Yeah. Here's an interesting tidbit.
I'm ready.
I didn't know this. I didn't pick up on it at the time. Didn't go back to watch it to make sure if this is true. There's a scene where a boy is running with a garbage can, that like kind of like a Captain America shield. Uh-huh. And his mother calls him Phil. And it's apparently supposed to be Phil Coulson.
There you go.
That makes him 60, 70 years old. But in the Marvel Universe, sure, why not? Or a robot.
Well, we've never actually seen the origin of the movie Nick Fury.
No.
I would have liked to see him have a cameo in Captain America.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Because he is the...
Well, he was around then, wasn't he?
He was around. He existed as part of the Howling Commandos.
Yeah.
The worst named army platoon in history. So here's a fact for you.
I like facts.
Supposedly, when Marvel first got off the ground, everything was going so well.
Yeah.
That with the superhero comics, Stanley made a bet with Jack Kirby that at this point they could get huge numbers selling any comic book of any kind.
Right.
Like a romance comic or a war comic. Yeah. They weren't selling anymore. And he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a war comic and I'm going to give it the dumbest name in history and it's going to go off. And he created Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos. And then it just...
And it did? It took off in a big way?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow. Mm. So he won... What's that? What do you win back then?
Oh, euros.
What's
a probably. Lot of... probably heaps of euros.
What a good guy.
Yeah, but I would like to say... Because Fury in the comic books, he is so long-lived because of something called the Infinity Formula.
Okay, right.
Which is sort of a World War II era immortality serum.
Is it just water, but it's just in his mind?
Yeah, it's just in his mind. He's got a real positive attitude.
Good
about
idea.
Things. So, I get, you know, if he's got it...
Yeah.
Coulson could have it.
Sure, yeah, totally. Absolutely. I'd be okay with that. And that explains why he loves Captain America so much. Mm. You know, that's a running kind of joke. Yeah, wasn't the Avengers. And I think they've even brought it up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
That he's a big fan.
Maybe he's Phil Coulson Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's his dad.
We'll never know.
We'll never know, will we?
They used a lot of different techniques, visual effects techniques, to make Chris Evans small, including perspective.
Right.
You know that? You know he's got the tiny body for the first half of the movie.
Yep.
Which, by the way, looks incredible.
Mm.
Some of that they did CGI where they got in like the smallest guy they could find, put his head on it, some perspective, some they just made Chris Evans hold his breath and he just looked a lot smaller.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a fact for you.
But I reckon, like, I remember seeing that movie and when he comes out and he's all big and muscular, that body looks fake.
Yeah.
More so than the other one.
It really does.
Which is a testament to the special effects in that movie.
And a testament to how little we care about maintaining our own bodies that we're like, that guy's got muscles? No. That's got to be fake.
Fake.
Who would do that? Who would work hard at anything? Ugh.
Also, Wolverine and Magneto were originally going to make an appearance until I assume they realized they didn't own the rights to either of those characters.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And they're just writing these in and going, yeah, maybe we'll get the rights this time.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
And also, Chris Evans, criminally, was only paid $300,000, which is a lot of money. Well, now that I say that out
loud. Sure is a lot, isn't it?
But for how well that movie did and him being the lead.
Hmm.
I mean, and it's not like... Oh, he wasn't a massive movie star before that, though, was he? He'd done a lot of work. And I liked him before he was in it. I think he's part one of the best things about the Fantastic Four. He's good in The Losers. He's good in Scott Pilgrim.
Mm.
He's good in Not Another Teen Movie.
Mm.
What else is he in? He's good in the movie where he's on the phone, Cellular, with Kim Basinger.
Oh, yeah, he's in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. He's good in that.
So, yeah, money well earned. Yes. But I'm sure he gets a lot more for that now.
Mm.
Or not.
I hope he gets less, quite frankly.
That being said, I think that I really like that movie, but I think it kind of goes off the rails towards the end. I think it gets less interesting after he starts going on. He goes on all the missions. There's a mission montage, and then it kind of dips a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I really enjoy that movie. I didn't think I would enjoy it. I know I think it was in England, some countries, they renamed it The First Avenger because they thought Captain America's way too corny. Aren't going to go
for
that.
And it's too American.
Yeah, that's it. But there wasn't a kind of a massive patriotic push for that. And he was emphasizing it. He says a few times in, or at least once, that I'm on the side of whoever's good or whatever. I don't care if you're American and whatever, which I think is the way to do it.
Mm.
Like the way that Superman used to be, you know, a specifically American thing. And now Superman's kind of like a citizen of the world.
Ooh, delightful.
Yeah.
Mm. Are they going to bring back the same actor who played Bucky
as the Winter Soldier? Good question. Yes, they are.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. I think it'd be good. I don't know much about him, but I think he was good as Bucky.
I remember him having a tweedly little mustache.
He didn't have a mustache in that.
I think I'm just imagining everybody in the past having a tweedly little mustache.
Maybe there was a smudge on the screen.
There's
probably a smudge.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be all right. There's set photos in that which you can check out. He's got the metal arm and all with the star on it.
Mm, good.
Yeah.
That's all I require, really.
Yeah. Well, the theory is apparently that, you know, if you remember in the movie, Captain America rescues him.
Yes.
And Zola's doing all tests on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he flies off the cliff and he's like, "Ah, I'm dying."
Yep.
But whatever he tested him, put in him, is the reason that he survives.
A parachute in his feet?
Yeah.
Good foresight, Zola. Nice work.
He knows what's up.
Yep.
I'd love to see Zola back as well.
As the head of the television.
The Krang.
Yeah, Marvel's Krang. Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Next one. Anything else? Oh, Captain America. Best or worst?
Best movie ever.
I'm going to say best movie ever as well.
I'd say it's the best movie ever, yeah.
Do you think it's better than Iron Man, even though you said Iron Man was the best?
No, Iron Man's still the best movie ever.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But as
a consolation for Captain America, I'm giving it best movie ever.
Done.
Yeah.
I also thought that it worked a lot as kind of an Indiana Jones kind of adventure, I thought, in a way. It felt like that, not the treasure hunt kind of thing, but it felt like that kind of old school kind of adventure.
Swashbuckling.
Yeah, yeah, it did. But that's in a true. Good way, not like a Prince of Persia way, which I haven't seen.
Not
but
in a Crystal Skull way.
Not in the Crystal Skull way. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it did.
That's kind of... And there's a lot of parallels between that and The Rocketeer as well, which Joe Johnston directed both. And Jurassic Park 3. There's some trivia for you. But, yeah.
Captain America is also the... That's the best version of his costume, I think.
Yeah.
I feel it went a little downhill in the Avengers. Definitely a little cartoony in the Avengers. Yeah, totally.
And they kind of reference that, though, because they're like... He says, isn't it a bit kind of... What is it? Like, it's not... these aren't the exact words, but he says, isn't it a bit cheesy?
No, they're exact words.
Yeah, exact words. Isn't it a little bit cheesy? And he's like, we kind of need that right now or whatever.
But I mean...
Old-fashioned, I think he says.
Yeah, old-fashioned. But in... But also the mask in the Avengers... Doesn't do him any favours.
No.
And I think there is a reason that he takes it off as quickly as possible. Yeah, it makes him look very puffy.
It does, yeah.
I don't know why.
I think it's because the rest of the suit is so slim, so it makes his head look puffy.
That's probably
But the new suit that they're using for the Winter Soldier is more like the old one. It's like a muted kind of blue.
Okay.
And it's kind of more, I think it's like a stealthish kind of combat suit more than like a flashy one.
Yeah. I love it. I'm calling it already best movie ever. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, best movie ever.
We will look forward to that next year. There was something else I wanted to say about that. I might say it later.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to say it now.
Yep.
No, it's actually related to the Avengers. Speaking of the Avengers,
what?
This was the first Iron Man movie, but also Marvel movie, to make $1 billion at the cinema.
Is that enough?
No.
That's what I thought. Sell more lunchboxes, Marvel.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. What did you think of the Avengers? I'm going out on a limb. I liked it.
I thought it was the best movie ever. There's been some backlash recently about it. I think there was a Joss Whedon interview and a couple of other pieces where people have said it's got a lot of flaws. But I don't.
Joss Whedon said that himself.
I think a lot of people have suggested that it's oddly paced. That a lot of the characters are. Everybody's more reactive than they are proactive. And which is true. But in the same sense, they are on the heels of a alien invasion.
Yeah.
It would make sense that they are...
They're on the back foot.
They're on the back foot for most of that film, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, interesting. I know as well people have been saying, why is it okay for them to smash down a lot of buildings and people die, and Superman to smash down a lot of buildings and people die, and people die, and that's not okay in Superman, Man of Steel. Do you know why?
The Avengers don't smash down any buildings. They smash into some buildings. The Hulk runs through that building that time.
Yeah, he does. Mm. Probably a bit dangerous, though.
But
I guess I think the thing is as well, I think the argument for that would be the Avengers are kind of a more ragtag kind of just kind of barely keeping it together. Mm. I guess Superman is, he's only one guy. I think it's people expect more of Superman.
Right,
I think
that's probably it,
where they're like, you should know better, Superman.
I think they just expect Superman to be more... They expect the movies to be more sterile.
Yeah.
They don't expect there to be collapsing buildings because there's never been one in Superman movie before.
There's been one in a Transformers movie.
Ooh. Let's talk about the Avengers. Let's not talk about the Transformers.
Okay, here we go. In the original script, there was no cloning. Emma Peel's evil twin is a robot.
You goose! That's the wrong Avengers! You've got me again.
Is it 1997? I don't know. There's a 90s... There's two characters called the Avengers, if you don't know.
I do know.
I'm talking to people at home. It's a British... super spy team.
Mm-hmm,
and there was a movie in the 90s with Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman.
Mm. And Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery's the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know...
He's got a weather-changing machine. August de Winter is his name.
You knew immediately what I was talking
about. Augustus de Winter. It doesn't matter.
I was hoping... It's August. Sir August Winter.
Thank you.
Yeah. You knew that immediately when I said that. I was hoping to get a few in and baffle you with my knowledge.
No.
But you stepped on my neck.
You silly goose. Give me another fact. I'm ready.
Okay. From that?
Yes.
From the Avengers or the Avengers?
From British the Avengers. Okay. Marvel's the Avengers.
Elizabeth Hurley was considered for the role of Emma Peel.
Yeah, she's quite British.
Sir August was written as a smaller role until Sean Connery joined the project.
And insisted on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And then regretted it.
Yeah.
And then did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Do you know he turned down a role in The Matrix?
As Morpheus, sure.
Yeah, and he also turned down Gandalf.
Wow.
And because he didn't understand them, he's like, I don't get this.
Right.
And then he read the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen script and went, I don't get this, but the last
the past,
two things I didn't get
did really well, so.
What a great
bloke. More for you, Sean Connery.
And that's the last movie he made. He hasn't made a movie since.
Wow.
They tried to get him back, I think, for Indiana Jones 4. But even he, Sean Connery, had the good sense to not want to hang out with Shia LaBeouf every day.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. For reals this time.
For reals Avengers.
So August was written as a... Nah.
Nah. There's also a scene in British Avengers where the lake has been frozen over, I think.
Never seen it.
The Thames River has been frozen over. So the two super spies get in like big roly balls.
Like Gladiator.
Yeah, like Gladiator.
Not
balls.
Gladiator the movie.
Yeah, American Gladiators.
Where do they get them from?
I don't know. Spy shop?
Oh, yeah.
The spy house. Spy barn. I don't know. It's been a long time, man.
It sure has.
Yeah.
Avengers, though,
yep.
Not the 90s one. Uh-huh. Third highest grossing film of all time.
Ooh. Avatar?
Yes.
What's the second one?
I think...
Titanic.
Right. And I think Dark of the Moon, or I think it's Transformers 3 or 2, is like number 5 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that the third one?
I think it's the third. It's either the second or the third one.
Right.
I have no idea. But I don't even know if it's... Yeah. It's the second or the third, and I don't know what the name of those are.
No, it's irrelevant.
Yeah. But isn't that baffling, though? I understand Titanic.
Right.
Because it's like, everybody sees Titanic because it's got the love story, it's got a boat sinking and people hit propellers.
Sure.
So men tell their friends, they're like, there's a bit where a guy hits a propeller and you see the boobs of a girl. And then other people go, oh, cool. And the women are like, it's so beautiful, whatever. That's my women voice.
Wow.
A little bit sexist.
You but, have nailed both men and women in that statement. You are
so
very good.
I can see... In a nutshell, I can see the appeal. Mm-hmm. I don't see the appeal of Dark of the Moon or either any of those movies that would make that much money.
I remember seeing the second one because everybody was seeing the second one.
Yeah.
I didn't love the first one, but no. Everybody was seeing the second one, so I felt I had to.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how they get
it. It's like that, isn't it? Because they're making a new one. I'm sorry, I know this is off topic, but I don't like any of those movies.
Uh-huh.
One's okay.
Yep. Until they start talking.
Yeah. But
the opening scene where the helicopter blows up the military base.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Sure, yeah. But I will still go see the fourth movie.
Yeah.
Which is baffling. I think I'm the problem, really.
Because
even me,
yeah.
who knows better...
You know why? Because what's going to transform into what?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Dinobots, apparently, this time around.
See, there we go. I'm back on board.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I've mentioned this before in one of my videos on the YouTube channel, Mr. Sunday to Movies.
Yes.
Is if you're disguised as yourself as something...
Yes.
How does turning into from a giant metal robot man to a giant metal dinosaur, how does that disguise you in any way?
I feel what's going to happen is they're going to fall into like an animatronic dinosaur exhibit or something like that. You laugh.
Yeah,
you
I
laugh because that is
I'm
a horrifying visual image.
Because
but that is exactly what's going to
you're
happen.
Absolutely
they're
right.
going to fall into a dinosaur exhibit or like the La Brea tar pits where there's like a prosthetic dinosaur on display or something or like a museum and the Dinobots are going to be of lower intelligence and so they're going to scan those and assume that
that's
they're going to get along fine.
Okay. Well, there you go. You know what? I bet if they're not going to do that, if Michael Bay hears this, he'll change it. Because
please.
That is the best idea.
It's a really good
in
idea,
cinematic
isn't it?
History.
Mm.
Also, I'm just going to quickly say this. I've said this before. These movies are terrible.
Correct.
There's a scene in Part 3 where Megatron's in the desert,
uh-huh.
and he's walking in the desert, and he's all messed up from the previous movie, and he's wearing a cloak.
Of course, yeah.
Why?
Because he gets a bit chilly.
Yeah, that's the thing. Obviously, he's a robot.
I've misread these movies completely. He's a robot. Why are all these men fighting that robot? All the bunch of men, the really tall men. Why are they fighting a robot?
I can't explain it to you. It's one of those things, if you don't get it, you can't explain it to somebody
understand.
Else.
No, I understand, sure.
Me.
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
But also...
Maybe corrosion? Bits of dust?
But you've got
bits
a
of sand.
But it doesn't even cover him properly.
Oh, then fashion.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's either warmth,
stupid,
fashion, stupid, corrosion, I guess, didn't think of that, disguise. You can change into a tank, or a jet, or whatever.
Yeah.
You change into a jet.
Or a sand dune. You can transform into that. Because they can transform into anything in those movies.
Yeah.
They can scan.
Yeah, but
so
they only really do it
maybe
once.
Maybe a palm tree?
Yeah.
No, but some of them can do...
Yeah, but even then, you look like a metal palm tree.
I don't know.
Or a metal sand
some
dune.
Some of those Transformers are pretty good at transforming.
That's true.
Mm. How do we get to here?
Oh, God. How do we get back?
There's no way to get back. There's no way to get back. Okay, Transformers, not very good. We're going to keep watching them because we're idiots.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's it.
Here we go. This is interesting.
Is it?
You know?
No,
yes.
No, will be.
You know the upcoming Captain America Winter Soldier movie we were talking about before?
It's going to be the best movie ever.
It's going to be the best movie ever. There was a whole lot of deleted scenes from the Avengers.
Uh-huh.
where it shows Captain America adjusting to modern life.
Oh.
So maybe he's in a diner and he squeezes the sauce bottle too hard. I don't know.
I think they had sauce bottles back then.
But they're slightly different, so he wouldn't be used to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe like he tries to buy war bonds on Twitter or something like that. That would be a dilemma that he would get into, isn't it?
Maybe he gets like done for sexual harassment because the standards in a workplace are different.
Yes, that's probably... I understand why I deleted those scenes now. That makes a lot of sense.
But anyway, those scenes, though, of him adjusting, are going to be used, apparently, in The Winter Soldier.
Huh.
Which I think is okay.
Maybe he takes a laptop and he puts it on a phonograph because they're like, there's all the music's on iTunes, Captain America, and he puts the laptop... That'd be a bit of a situation. Yeah.
What a hilarious guy.
Mm. Anyway, The Avengers. Let's talk about The Avengers. Okay, I don't think we've actually got to it yet.
This is something, one more fact,
yep.
And then we'll get to it, and then we'll get back to Transformers.
Okay, please.
Okay, they actually got the rights to put Oscorp Tower from the Amazing Spider-Man movie in this.
Yep.
But it was too late. They'd already computer-generated the New York skyline and whatever, so they didn't end up doing it.
Right.
Which indicates to me
mm-hmm.
that at some point we might see a crossover into the Spider-Man universe.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man's a reserve Avenger. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they all beat him up.
Yeah, they all beat him up. Well, the Hulk strikes first and then it's kind of all over.
Yeah. But you know, it'd be interesting to see though, because if you put Spider-Man in that movie, in an Avengers movie, what's the cut? You know, where do you split the profits on that?
Because
he's one guy, because I would go see that movie even if he wasn't in it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where do you cut it? Where do you draw the line?
I don't know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah, but the Avengers.
Yep. I think it's great. I think every element of that movie is there for a purpose. Nothing happens by accident. Like,
no.
At the start of the movie, Nick Fury arrives by helicopter and you can sort of, you know, there's some sort of disaster, you know, ongoing.
Yeah.
But, like, he gets out of the helicopter, you know he's the boss, you know, you don't have to explain it to anybody.
No, you don't have to have seen anything.
Yeah, exactly. Prior, it stands really well as a standalone film, but if you are a fan of all the others,
yeah,
it just flows on.
But again,
if you have no idea, you can pick it up.
Yeah, and hence why it made that much money. Because I think that's basically what happened.
Mm, yeah.
A lot of people went in. A lot of people I know who don't, you know... know what a movie is.
Yeah,
still
correct.
Went and saw it. Yeah.
Good on them.
Like my dad.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that a criticism of it is that it spends a lot of time on characters that maybe aren't that interesting. Like, you don't really see the Avengers for a while. Like, at the start, it's like, oh, here's Hawkeye. Here's the girl from How I Met Your Mother.
Uh-huh, sure.
Here's Eric Selvin, is that his name? The Eastern European guy from Thor.
Yep.
What's his name?
Selvig. Yeah.
Grin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's a bit of that, but that kind of resolved itself fairly quickly.
Yeah.
There's like a 10-15 minute bit where it's kind of like, where's this going? What's happening?
I don't feel there's any dead spots.
Really?
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, tell me where, and then where is that?
Just that first, I think they're, you know what? You're probably right.
Exactly. But
I think a bit too much kind of, basically what I'm saying is a bit too much Black Widow, a bit too much Hawkeye.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Nothing against either of those characters, but I don't think they should get as much screen time as they do.
Wow.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson less so, because I think she actually did some interesting stuff with that character. That scene where she kind of reverse interrogates Loki? I was going to say Thorky.
Yeah, Thorky, exactly,
But I went with Loki.
Where she reverse interrogates a corgi.
Yeah.
So odd. What an odd situation.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have waterboarded.
You know what? I think my problems actually come back to Hawkeye. That's what I'm basically
saying.
You don't
like him. Is it the actor? Do you not like Jeremy Renner?
I don't think Jeremy Renner is great, to be honest. I think he's a bit of a charisma vacuum.
Oh, that's just...
And
oh.
He's not a... He's okay, but...
Hmm.
You know, I can take him or leave him. If they swapped him out, I wouldn't care.
Is it probably a better idea then that they did make him sort of a mind-controlled villain?
Yeah.
Because if you personally had to deal with him through the entire film and his non-charisma...
I'd wait till he was asleep and I'd hit him with a brick.
Wow.
That's how you deal with him.
Wow.
Yeah. But no, what am I complaining about? It's an amazing movie.
It's funny. It's action-packed.
Yes.
Sexy stunts.
Blockbuster hit.
Oh, blockbuster hit.
Yeah. Great. It builds to the conclusion really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got some really good action scenes during it, but it really crescendos at that amazing New York battle scene.
Yeah.
And I like the bit where he goes into space and then comes out of space.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. And the Hulk catches him. Wish they didn't put that in the trailer, though, where the Hulk catches him.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember seeing the trailer and being like, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's probably one of the best bits of the movie.
A lot of people are very upset that when he goes through the portal
mm.
and he throws the missile at the bad guys, and then he tumbles back through space. People are like, whoa, there's no gravity in space. How would he...
Maybe gravity is flowing into space.
I was going to say that the localized atmosphere switches around at each side of the portal.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
Yeah. Thank Have you been on forums telling people this?
No.
What are you doing after this show?
I should go on some forums, shouldn't I, and tell people that theory. Yeah. Do you want to hear my theory about the Avengers?
I want to hear your Stan Lee impersonation.
I can't do it. Okay. I'm self-conscious about it now.
Okay, go for
I'll
it.
We'll save it for a bonus episode. Yeah. I'll work on it in the mirror.
All right, good.
And then I'll do it later. So at the end of the movie, we see Thanos in the mid-credits. And as we know, if you're a comic book reader from the 90s, that Thanos' ultimate goal is sort of the annihilation of all life in the universe.
What? Why?
Well, A, he's mad as a bag of cats, but specifically... It's because he sees death as sort of this beautiful woman he is in love, and he feels that if he kills everybody in the universe, she'll go on a date with him, I guess?
Doesn't death end up dating Deadpool?
Yeah, I think briefly, sure. Yeah. But so if you're going to annihilate all life in the universe, that's going to be a real chore if you have to do it one planet at a time.
That's true,
his goal is to acquire the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yep.
Which can annihilate all life in the universe like that, with a snap of the old.
Why would anybody make that?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? You wouldn't just leave it aside. And so, you know, the question is, where in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is the Infinity Gauntlet? And as we know, if you pause a lot in Thor, you can find it. It's in the treasure room in Asgard. But there's no way to get to Asgard, because if you remember, if you saw the movie Thor, at the end of Thor...
Knock the bridge out.
The Rainbow Bridge is broken, and that's the only way to access...
Here we go, though.
Yeah.
In Thor the Dark World upcoming, yes. Which is the reason we are doing this.
Okay.
Mr. Sunday to the YouTube channel.
Yes.
You see him arrive on the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, they put it back together.
They must have put it back together.
Oh, well, that throws my whole theory down.
No, but it doesn't, because that means that then would give somebody access to it.
Yeah, but my feeling...
Which would mean it could get stolen. Right.
My feeling is that the only way that you can get... Without the Rainbow Bridge, as we find out, the only way to get back and forth from Asgard to Earth...
Yeah.
It's through Odin.
Yeah.
Odin sacrifices some of his power in some way and he gets Thor to Earth.
Yeah.
So what Thanos' plan is he finds Loki floating in deep space. He sends him to invade Earth, knowing that Thor is going to be sent out to retrieve him.
And then
whether the Avengers win or lose, Loki gets his way back. Either he gets the device and he goes back to Asgard, or Thor captures him.
Yeah.
And takes him back to Asgard. In either case, Thanos now has an inside man into Asgard.
That's a really good theory. Did you think of that theory with your own brain?
Yeah, my own brain.
That's pretty good.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to think of it.
I bet you are.
I bet I'm the first person who ever had a thought about a Marvel movie.
That's really interesting. I hope that plays out exactly like that.
I don't think it will, though.
I hope it doesn't, and then I'm going to play this in the next episode.
Just loop it forever and ever. Just... You put it on my gravestone in this little loop.
Yeah, but Avengers, best movie ever. Best movie
ever. Didn't even have to finish the sentence.
Didn't even... you knew what I was going to say.
Best movie ever.
We always finish each other's sentences.
Yep.
I've just come from work.
You're a little frazzled, I understand.
Just a tad. Well, there's only one more we need to talk about then. This year's cinematic triumph or disappointment, Iron Man 3. Is that a yes?
We've talked about it a little before, but
sure.
It's...
How about some trivia?
Okay, that'll brighten your day. Oh boy, go ahead.
Okay, the dragon Guy Pearce has on his chest.
Yes.
Is Fing-Fang-Foom, apparently. Fing-Fang-Foom.
Oh, that's adorable. I never even thought of that.
Never thought of it either.
I just thought it was just a general douchebag tattoo that he's got on his chest because he's become ripped and now he's a douchebag. I thought that's what was happening there. But that's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see little purple underpants?
I just read this. I have no idea.
I'm going to look at it later.
I'm not.
Okay. Good.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Originally, Trevor Slattery, spoiler alert. Oh, by the way, spoiler alert for every movie we've been talking about.
Good point.
Trevor Slattery, he was going to take the extremis virus at the end, drug at the end, thinking it was like a drug, like a cocaine or a marijuana.
Yep.
And
a jazz cigarette
and explode from it.
I guess that would be funny.
Yeah.
To see Ben Kingsley explode. That would be funny.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Like in a post-credit sequence?
I don't know. That's what it just says.
No, that sounds awful.
It doesn't seem necessary.
No, not at all.
Because he's not a particularly bad guy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... Unless maybe people, there's also a theory that Trevor Slattery is actually the Mandarin.
I kind of hope he is.
Yeah,
like again, Iron Man favorite character growing up.
Yep.
There's no other. I mean, they can do what they want with the franchise, but I don't think there's any other villain. There's no other characters who've been translated to film, and their chief villain has become just a goof.
Yeah,
like for a weird twist value. I don't think there is.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that
Lex Luthor.
Oh boy, but that he's Iron Man's most formidable foe.
Yeah,
and you just sort of brush him aside and go, oh, this idiot.
Yeah,
you know,
this idiot.
But it would make more sense to suggest that he is in fact the real Mandarin.
Yeah.
In fact, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mandarin has, in the comic books, and you know, an incredible capacity for survival.
I thought you were going to say incredible moustache.
He's got an incredible moustache, first and foremost. That's part of the reason he always survives.
Yeah.
But no, there's been scenes in Iron Man books before where, you know, his flying fortress has crashed into a mountain or something like that, and the shield shows up, and they're like, we're going to search for his body. And Iron Man's like, well, yeah, you're going to find a body. And you're gonna be able to identify it as the Mandarin, but it's not gonna be him. Like, cool. He's done this so many times.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just used to it now. So I feel that an elaborate double bluff where he's in fact the Mandarin would be great, but I don't think that's what's gonna happen.
No.
Because I think the trilogy is finished.
I don't think it's written that way either.
No. Yeah.
And if they did, it would be a retcon kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think if they did do that, do you think people would look more favorably upon that twist?
I think they would go back on the previous three films. With a fine tooth comb,
yeah.
And sort of build reasons for that to be the case. Like they would, I'd certainly sure. would. I'd be like, hey, remember that? Yeah, okay, that, okay.
It's weird though that it builds to that character because it builds to him over three movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then look, it's one of those things where I don't actually care,
right?
But I just what really annoys me, and I hate this from any kind of movie, and they do this in Star Trek Into Darkness, and pretty much any J.J. Abrams thing or whatever.
Lens flares,
where they go. Expect this particular thing and then they twist it, but it's for no reason and it adds nothing.
Right, exactly.
Like the whole Khan thing from Star Trek.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah. There's no point to saying he's not Khan, oh, it is Khan.
Mm.
Fine. It doesn't matter. It's not a twist.
Mm.
You've just lied. It's not a twist. Do you
That's
know what
actually
I mean?
A really good point.
It's bizarre to me.
Mm. But I think, yeah, you're right. And, yeah, no, it is a pointless twist.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see him fight Iron Man with magic rings.
This will make you happy then.
Will it's
yes, so I found this morning. I'm so
okay,
happy
I'm
that
ready.
I found it. Okay. The idea of Mandarin being the false face of you know, the corporation was Guy Pearce's idea. And Shane Black ran with it.
Oh, Guy Pearce.
Australia's own Guy
no,
Pearce.
No, he's not. Whatever it no. You can have him, Norway. I don't even care. Oh, rubbish.
I thought I was waiting to drop that on you.
Oh, dear.
I'm so happy.
Why, Guy Pearce? Why?
That must have been a pretty late in the game to change that, though, don't you think?
No, surely not, because they would have had to...
Oh, they would have had to give him... Yeah. Because Guy Pearce was... I thought Guy Pearce was a much smaller character.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he's in the Prometheus movie. And he's in that. And he's a much smaller character. I remember him saying in an interview, I like coming in doing these small but pivotal roles.
Right.
But it turns out he was quite a major player in that movie. As was Don Cheadle. As was not Terrence Howard.
Correct. No, don't listen to actors.
Never?
Never. Never, ever.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lesson there.
Best movie ever? Worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah. I think I said this before, or we've said this before. It works as a buddy comedy.
It does.
Doesn't work as an Iron Man film. I remember when I reviewed it on the YouTube.
Yeah.
That I said
movies on Sunday.
It's better than Iron Man 2, but I don't know if it is in hindsight. And I know that's going back on my word, but I'm in the opinion though you can change your opinion on movies. I don't think you have to be locked into something for life. If I want to change my opinion, I will or won't because that's my choice.
That's go you. That's your prerogative.
But I don't know if it is better than 2. In hindsight.
I think they're both okay.
Yeah.
And by that I mean the worst movie ever.
3's probably got better action sequences.
Yes.
But yeah. Robert Downey Jr. got a lot of money also.
Yeah.
Also, second Marvel movie to make $1 billion.
Wow, good on that.
I don't think any more of them up until the next Iron Man movie though, or next Avengers, will make $1 billion.
Give us some future upcoming films.
Okay, sure. Thor the Dark World, coming out October 31st in this country and the UK. November 7th in the US.
Uh-huh.
That's just at the top of my head.
Wow.
I'm the human calendar.
You are so good at that.
I know. Also coming this year, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
You can't see the dead-eyed look in his eyes as he says these things.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Christmas Day, Ben Stiller.
I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, it looks good. It's really whimsical good,
yeah.
as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, no, but honest, seriously, Guardians of the Galaxy next year.
Okay, I'm excited for that.
I said before, I don't know much about the Guardians of the Galaxy. That still rings true because I haven't looked it up since. Uh-huh. But I think that's going to be a good movie.
Based on the leaked footage, it does look exactly like... They've gotten Drax the Destroyer, absolutely right. Yeah. They've gotten Rocket Raccoon, exactly right.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Weird choice, but I think it'll be all right. That's right, yeah. You know who I really wanted to play Drax the Destroyer, though? The Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, there we go. That's the Drax the Destroyer guy. He's a wrestler. We can see if he acts. Actually, he's in Riddick. He's okay in Riddick. There you go. Two wrestlers that can sort of act.
Three.
Who's the third one? Hogan. Hulk Hogan, sorry. Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What's he in?
I don't know. Some... awful action films.
He's probably in the Walking...
He's in the Expendables, probably.
Oh, yeah. He's probably in the Walking Tall sequel. So I'm pretty sure that's Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And after that, we've got The Winter Soldier.
I think Thor's going to do pretty all right, because it's going to come off the back of Iron Man 3 and Avengers.
And I think people are well sold on Thor now.
Yeah. I think they are going to steadily decline.
Yeah.
Because Avengers is over, and... That was sort of the narrative peak of those things. So.
But I'm really looking forward to what they do with Age of Ultron. I actually just read Age of Ultron recently. Never read it.
Mm.
It's okay. But they're only going...
Would you say it's the best comic book ever or the worst comic book ever?
I would say it's a 4 out of 6.
Wow.
No, if I had to say it's the worst.
Wow. Okay,
no, there's a lot of... The thing is, though, it's very Wolverine focused and it's very Sue Storm focused.
Okay.
So when they said... We're not going to use much of that comic, if any. They can't. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all time travel and multiple realities. And It's in name only.
Mm,
and I can see why they would do that.
Right.
Because they're changing it as well, that Hank Pym, in the comic, Hank Pym creates Ultron. And then Wolverine goes back and kills him. Then he goes back and stops himself from killing him. Spoiler alerts. But, and they're obviously not going to do that. Also because Hank Pym's not going to be in the Avengers 2.
Mm.
That Ant-Man's coming after, and Tony Stark is going to have a hand in creating it. Because, you know, if you've seen the teaser trailer, they show the Iron Man helmet, and there's some banging sounds, and then it becomes the Ultron helmet. And James Spader goes, "Do you remember Stargate?" That's in the trailer.
It's not in the trailer. You've made that up.
I've re-edited a version of
then you haven't made it up.
Which you can find on the YouTube.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I think that'll be good. Apparently he wants to go like a bit more character driven in the Avengers.
Is Joss Whedon involved in this one?
Yeah, he's directing it.
Then I'm on board. Best movie ever.
You calling it?
Yeah, calling it best movie ever. Yeah.
I think that about wraps up this particular episode. Then, is there anything that you would like else to talk about?
Nah.
How do we get so many downloads?
I don't know.
It's baffling.
I've been going door to door.
Okay.
And showing old people how to operate iTunes.
Jeez, that's a painful exercise, I'd imagine.
If boys never.
But look, next week I think we're going to be talking about the Batman Arkham Origins game.
Oh, I should get it and play it.
Yeah, so we'll get that. We'll play through it as much as we can. We'll get together, we'll talk about that. Maybe some other Batman games that we've played.
Okay, good.
Just quickly, have you ever played Batman Returns in the Atari Lynx?
No, although I played the Batman Returns adventure game on PC. That's a forgotten classic.
Is it good?
Worst game ever.
Okay. That's fair enough. So yeah, but look, if there's anything that you'd like us to talk about, which would be baffling if you did want that, if you wanted to hear us ramble about anything for an hour or whatever, feel free to shoot us an email at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Twitter at weeklyplanetpod. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook at weeklyplanetpod.
Feel free to hit us in real life. Don't do that. Don't hit us in real life.
We're
very fragile. I look like pre-Captain America Steve Rogers in real life. I'm very fragile.
But with the head of Chris Evans.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Also, you can find me on Twitter as well, Mr. Sunday Movies. You don't want to give out your Twitter?
Oh, it's at Wikipedia Brown.
Look him up. Ask him a question.
I just talk about my balls, mostly. So, do what you want.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Thanks again for listening. Stay positive. Look after yourselves in the real world. Don't let anything bad happen to your family.
Don't end up, you know, like dead in a fridge. That happened. That's a great episode of Issue of Green Lantern. That really happened.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrifying.
I remember being in an episode of Punky Brewster.
No, you don't.
Do you remember there was a thing, though, in the 90s when we were kids, where there was a big thing like, don't get in a fridge. That was like a massive thing, where it's like, if you get in a fridge, you'll die.
Okay.
That was a thing?
Kids, listeners, don't get into a fridge. Unless there's a nuclear explosion, in which case, you get in that fridge.
Get in all the fridges.
Get in the fridge.
Get in a fridge, put that in a bigger fridge.
Yep.
If you can.
Double fridge. For your own safety, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Goodbye.
All right, see you folks. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.